You're listening to Life Skills 101 on the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network.
Welcome to Life Skills 101, a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network and True North Homeschool Academy. Your host, Lisa Nearing, has homeschooled her five kids for the last 29 years. She has a master's degree in human brain development and a master's in marriage and family therapy. She is currently the owner of True North, offering everything from Hebrew classes to chemistry. She and her husband, Dr. David Nearing, are passionately committed to equipping fellow homeschoolers and Christians with the tools and resources necessary to navigate a complex world in need of a savior. Now, without further ado, your host.
This is Lisa from True North Homeschool Academy. I want to talk to you today about an interesting idea, and that is creating a learning profile for your homeschool students. This is a little bit different than a personalized learning plan, which we advocate for at True North Homeschool Academy, and this is what we do when we do academic advising. We do create a personalized learning plan for your kids. But how is that different than a learning profile? A learning profile can be your overarching idea of the outcomes you want for your kids as you homeschool them. And this is a big idea in education, is to create learning profiles for students in public schools. Of course, we're not trying to emulate public school at home, but there's no reason why we can't take some of the great ideas that they have and use them in our homeschool. And I think this is an interesting idea for us as we're homeschooling, because if we can have a good idea what outcomes we want for our kids, we can backward engineer to get there. And one of the things we talk about all the time, this is what our podcast is all about at Life Skills 101, is equipping our kids for the world that they're going to live in. Most education at this point, including most college programs, are really geared for creating kids who can really succeed in the 20th century. But we're in the 21st century, and so we need to really upgrade how we're thinking about educating our kids and the outcomes that we want for them. Universally, one of the things that people are looking for in new hires is soft skills or interpersonal skills, even more than technical skills, because those things can be learned quickly and easily, but interpersonal skills take a little bit more work. They have to do more with character and those kind of things. So some of the interpersonal skills that I've been reading about that people are really looking for is agility, the ability to pivot quickly. We all feel like we did that in 2020, some of us more successfully than others. However, agility is really an important skill that we need to train our kids into understanding how to do it. Adaptability and flexibility. How do we adapt, improvise, and overcome? How can we be flexible? Because again, they're going to work in a global gig economy. That means they're going to have a lot of competition on the global level with people from third world countries with advanced degrees who are willing to work for quite a bit less money than probably a lot of Americans are. So we need to let our kids understand how to be adaptable and flexible. Also, how to be productive, work ethic. A lot of our kids really don't have a solid work ethic. And how do we train our kids to have a really solid work ethic? I don't really have solutions I want to share with you at this point. I just want to get you thinking about some of these things. So you can have these discussions with your spouse and with your kids. The next real quality that people are looking for in new hires is inquiry, like just being curious. And, you know, you guys have heard me talk about this before. With the cell phone age, we see this whole generation heads down looking at their cell phone. This attitude of steady disinterest, that they're not really curious. They don't ask questions about each other. They don't even know how to do basic small talk or just like, where are you from? Like, how did you meet your spouse or anything like that? So really giving our kids this idea of what it is to be somebody who inquires and is curious, not just about other people, although that is really a great soft skill and a life skill to teach your kids, is that curiosity about other people, because people are so fascinating, right? But curiosity about the world. And this is why we hit science so hard at True North Homeschool Academy, because science teaches the art of curiosity. It teaches us how to think through things and question and just like, I wonder if we did this, what would that do? And be able to write it down and replicate it and all those kind of things. So science is a great way to actually train your kids to be curious and a good way to really undergird that life skill. Analysis goes hand in hand with science again too. But how do we analyze data? How do we understand it? How do we determine what's truth from fantasy, fact from fiction? And this is really important for our kids because, again, you've heard me talk about we live in this weird smash-up of medieval thought with the flat earth and sci-fi with transhumanists. And so this is the world our kids are going to live and work in, and they need to understand how to analyze all these things. What's propaganda? What's real fact? What is data? What is good data? What is a statistical analysis means? Communication, this is probably the number one thing, communication skills. And this translates into business skills, like, can you sell stuff? A lot of people who are hiring right now, they want to hire kids who know how to make a sale. And either via email or in person, can they sell stuff? This is the art of persuasion. This is why English skills are so very important. Again, why we hit English so hard at True North Homeschool Academy, why so many of our English classes really hit the essay and different types of essays, because it is the heartbeat of knowing how to persuade. If you know how to write a really decent essay, you can probably persuade people. And the art of persuasion should never be underrated. We're all selling something. If we're in educating, if we are educating our kids, we're selling our kids on ideas, on subject matter information, on who did what, when, where, why, all those kind of things. If we're in the ministry or in mental health or in legal or so many healthcare, so many professions do sales without even thinking about it. So communication skills, number one skills your kids need to know: how to write well, how to read well, how to speak well. And this is all a result of good thinking. And so that's number one skill. Collaboration, how to get along with others, how to work in a team, how to lead a team, how to serve on a team, how to help keep the team flowing and working and all those kind of things, how to work with the team so that one person doesn't end up being the only person working on the team. And then citizenship. Now this, I found this very fascinating. Citizenship is something that everybody across all walks of life and all political points of view, they all want our kids to have a good sense of citizenship and responsibility as a citizen. That means understanding what the tenets of America are, what that means as far as economics and voting rights and all those kind of things, how to change the system, et cetera, et cetera. So this is just a really brief list. As you're making this idea of what constitutes a student profile for your homeschool, maybe this isn't something that you want to spend a lot of time on, but honestly, I would just ask you to consider it. Just take like 10 or 15 minutes and jot down, what do you want at the end of your homeschool career? Where do you want your kids to be just with their thoughts and ideas? Now, of course, we can't control the outcome of our homeschool. Our job is to be faithful. How it all works out is a different pay grade than we're at, right? So we can't say that our kids are going to be a success determined by ABC because they're their own person. But we can really decide, what are the outcomes that we want for our students in our homeschool, and what are we going to do to get them there? If you decide that communication is a really important idea to have in your homeschool, and you're really trying to make sure that your kids have great communication skills, then you're going to really want to get a great writing program. Do logic, formal and informal, because again, good writing is always good thinking. And if you can't make a logical argument, and if you can't poke holes through fallacies, your own and others, then you're going to have a really difficult time making a good persuasive argument. If collaboration is really important, how do you create those kind of community events where your kids are working on projects and teams together and those kind of things? So just something to think about as we're, it's winter and so everything's kind of blah. And I know I'm ready for the next season, i.e. growing things and spring. But just something to think about as you're planning for next school year. What outcomes do you want for your kids? Create that student profile. And if you just have one kid, great. If you have 10, it still works for it. What's the student profile? What do you want everybody to leave your home knowing? Do you want them to have a work ethic? And what does that look like? Now, one of the things we did, which I don't recommend maybe even in hindsight, but for everybody, we better run down acreage. And my kids have All of them have exceptional work ethics because we worked our tails off on this property. They know how to lay brick and they know how to drywall, and we had a house fire, so they helped with all that kind of stuff too. But there's other ways to build work ethic besides buying a rundown acreage. You know, you could get puppies to train and have them do dog training or whatever it is you want them to do. Start a business. I think that's a great way to help your kids understand what work ethic is. But just check out some of those things on the list or create your own. Get together with your spouse and even your kids. Like, listen, if your kids have buy-in and they feel like it's personal to them and they get some say in it, of course they're going to be more motivated to make it happen. And we've done several videos on that too, how to keep your kids motivated, and podcasts. Has to do with the Goldilocks principle. And look, if your kids are not motivated, I want to say this again because I see this on our Facebook groups all the time. My kid is so not motivated, I can't get them to do the work. Consider that they might be bored. Consider that they need more challenge and that they need something harder to work for. So when we just give things that are so easy for our kids that they don't have to push too hard for, they're going to get bored and unmotivated. Now, there's this whole idea in the homeschool world that it's either character or it's academics. And I hate that dichotomy. It's not either or, it's both and. And listen, my kids, several of them learned Latin as we homeschooled. Believe me, there's a lot of character development that goes into learning something like Latin. I'm not saying everybody needs to take Latin, although I think it's not the worst idea ever. But again, there's great character training that comes through doing a difficult academic or intellectual pursuit like Latin, or other things like math, et cetera, et cetera. So don't underestimate the power of challenge in your homeschool and for your kids. And if you don't know how to challenge them, jump into one of the groups and ask specific questions. If it happens to be with a subject matter material or just in general, there's lots of people in the groups that have great ideas and we'd love to hear from you. So hop on over to the Homeschooling Looks Like tribe, or It's Not That Hard to Homeschool K through 8 or high school. We've got lots of people in there eager and ready to answer any questions you might have about education or parenting and homeschooling. You guys, I'm super excited for what's ahead at True North. We've got some great classes coming up, some new ones. We've created more semester-long classes because that is what you guys have been really asking for. We have a couple other science classes I failed to mention in the live that I did 2 days ago. Don't overlook Health is a one-credit high school class taught by Meredith Curtis, who also wrote the book, the curriculum that the kids are using in that class. And then Melissa Grande is going to be teaching astronomy this year, and it's going to be project-based. They're going to look at astronomy, and they're also going to look at the space program. She is so excited for this class, and I can't wait. There's some amazing things happening in the space program. So if your kiddo is STEM or space-oriented, CAPS kind of kid, this is going to be a great class for them because she's going to talk about SpaceX and some of the crazy innovations going on there. And with all of our classes, we integrate some of these skills into the classes: communication, creativity, critical thinking, and collaboration. The kids do breakout rooms. They might do presentations or projects together. We are really thinking about how to incorporate these life skills into our classes, because that's what we're here for, is to come alongside the homeschooling family so that you're not doing it all alone. You don't have to do it all alone. We truly believe in Ecclesiastes 4:9, which says, two are better than one, for they have a good return for their labor. So if you have any questions about motivating your kids or some of the soft life skills that your kids are going to need for the future, we'd love to hear from you. You can leave a message at the on the comment section here. Head on over to the website, which is fixed now, truenorthhomeschool.academy. It's up and looking beautiful. And if you had trouble ordering this weekend, we did a site migration, but everything's up and running right now. And you know, if you're looking for certain classes, and I say this all the time, but the science classes, Spanish 1 and 2, the informal logic, those classes fill pretty quickly. So don't wait till April to order them. But again, if you have any questions, we're here for you. Have a great Sunday, everybody. I will talk to you soon. Bye.